After nearly 3 weeks of natural gas pouring out of a well in eastern Ohio, crews working for Exxon's XTO Energy have plugged the well. The Allegheny Friend's Julie Grant has been following this story, and she's with me now. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Kara.
So we first heard about this on February 15th when XTO workers lost control at the Schnegg well pad. This is in Powhatan Point. There was an explosion, which led to fires and an ongoing gas leak. So what's been going on there and what's happening now?
Well, soon after the incident, XTO spokesperson Karen Matusik told us they hired a crew from Texas and Oklahoma. They specialize in energy-related accidents like this. The wind, the rain, and snow made it tough for them to get on site at first, but once they did, the crews cleared debris from the blast, and that meant that they could get to the leaking well. I spoke with Karen Matusik by Skype early Thursday.
Today, what we're doing is putting plugs down to be able to secure it. But the flow stopped yesterday at around 10 a.m., and now we're just starting our investigation phase. We're looking at inside to see what we can see. Obviously, the regulators are going to be doing what they need to do to investigate as well to see what went wrong here.
What are people who live in this part of eastern Ohio saying?
Initially, 36 homes within a mile radius were evacuated. That meant about 100 people were moved to hotels. After the initial danger receded, that was reduced to a half mile, which meant four families have remained under evacuation. With the news that the leak was plugged this week, they returned to their homes. I spoke with J.P. Dutton. He's a commissioner in Belmont County, where the well is located.
Oh, it's obviously a relief. I think it's a relief for everyone in the community. But I think things have been handled so effectively in terms of response. There was confidence that that we'd get to this point.
XTO worked with local law enforcement and fire officials, as well as state and federal regulators, in efforts to regain control of the well.
Well, in a report by the U.S. EPA, XTO estimates that each day the well leaked 100 million cubic feet of natural gas and other substances like brine water poured out. That sounds like a lot. Can you give us some perspective on what that means?
Well, what's considered the largest methane leak in U.S. history was a rupture at the Aliso Canyon underground gas storage field in 2015 in California. That leak was reportedly pouring 49 million cubic feet of gas into the air each day. So in comparison, this XTO well in Ohio emitted twice as much gas, although it lasted 20 days compared with Aliso Canyon, which went on for more than 4 months. Now, XTO says it monitored the air for volatile organic compounds like benzene from a half mile and a mile away during the leak period and said they didn't find elevated levels of those. In terms of water, the EPA says at least 5,000 gallons of brine water entered a tributary of Cat's Run that's home to the eastern hellbender salamander. The brine water will be sampled for hazardous materials, and state regulators say all the snow and rain after the blast actually diluted the stream, and so they think that's one reason they haven't seen any impact on aquatic habitat.
Now, XTO has said there were no injuries in the blast itself, but have there been any health impacts for people living nearby?
Well, when I asked XTO's Karen Matusik about this, she said no. But I talked with Alan Young. He lives about 2 miles from the Schnegg well pad on Wednesday after XTO had flared off the gas. Young is 34 years old, and he lives there with his wife and 2 young children.
The smell of it was just ferocious. I mean, it stunk very bad. We all immediately had headaches. I woke up with dizziness. My wife woke up with a nosebleed. My son woke up coughing.
The gas industry has developed quickly in this region over the past few years. Young says there are at least 2 new compressor stations near his house, and he says that's affected his family's health, but he says it's gotten worse since the well disaster. XTO's Karen Matusik says she's heard about Mr. Young and his family, but says she hasn't seen a doctor's note connecting their symptoms with the gas leak.
Okay, well, what's next?
Well, now that the well's been capped, XTO and regulators say they will be assessing the well pad site to determine the cause of the explosion, and XTO says the well will stay offline during that investigation.
Okay, well, thanks so much, Julie.
Sure thing, Kara.
The Allegheny Friend's Julie Grant has more on this story, including photos from a flyover of the site. That's at AlleghenyFront.org. And in other natural gas news, officials from the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission have shut down a natural gas liquids pipeline, the Mariner East 1, for safety reasons. Construction of additional parallel pipelines in suburban Philadelphia created large sinkholes that the commission says jeopardized public safety. The holes exposed the Mariner East 1, which could lead to a gas leak and possible explosion. There's more on that at AlleghenyFront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.